Hallelujah. I just bless Jesus. Hallelujah. This is wonderful. Thank you very much. See you. God bless you. Amen. Father, you are God. You deserve all the glory, and therefore we offer it to you. With all of our spirits, with all of our soul, with all of our being, we say thank you for the privilege of gathering to you tonight, that we may understand who you are. We may understand the privilege of being called into the kingdom of God. Oh Lord, open our hearts, Father, that after hearing your word, we will step out there to fulfill your will. Do this for us. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, is this all we can say? Everyone said, oh, it's very good. I'm glad. Tonight we're going to teach on a very important matter. And I pray you open your heart. You let God in. That after you have heard the Lord, you step out there in faith and flow according to the workings of God to your life. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about knowing and doing what you know as your calling. Knowing and doing what you know as your calling. You know, let me start it off this way. If we don't come to that understanding of knowing, so we may do what is our calling, we stand the risk of losing what is our eternal heritage. If you're somebody who sits down to think, you will discover that God does not do anything for nothing. God has a reason for everything, very deep, to the extent that for you and I to be born in this space of time and to live, He has a reason for it. Hallelujah. And Jesus, when he came into the world, he demonstrated it clearly by the things he said and the things that he did. So, knowing and doing what is your calling is very important. Let's take Jesus first, because he's our greatest example. In John chapter 6, we take it from verse 38 to 40. Listen carefully, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Praise the Lord. Think about it for a minute. Jesus came into the world to demonstrate to us how we can live, or how we can know and do the will of God. He came from heaven. And he said, I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will. Think about that. But the will of him who sent me. People of God, let me tell you. If we don't come to the full understanding that the life that we live, we don't live for we, but we live it for the one who saved us, we stand a very big risk. When I sit and analyze for my own life, I see clearly that anything that I look for to do for me, honestly, doesn't worth anything. It doesn't. So think about it carefully. Anything, you know, people can spend time. It's good to study. They can study, they can have, they can be lifted to every level of life. If it doesn't come to fulfilling the will of God, it is nothing. Jesus made a statement somewhere, said, what can a man give in an exchange for his life? And if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul, he is most miserable. Can I ask you tonight to think a bit? What am I living for? My living, does it bring profit to God? Do I understand my calling? Do I really understand? I was asked to write a tribute for one of our converts, to God be the glory. I was just thinking about that seriously. This woman lived to be 95 years old. And I was doing a quick calculation as to how old I was when God opened this door of ministry for me and for one brother. Some of the old members, very old people, may know him, called Brother Peter Sechi. We were in a fellowship together at Laboni Cantonment's Christian Fellowship. Now, these young men who, students and young men coming up, we were privileged to be so consumed by the things of God to the extent that we never took anything lightly at all. In fact, I must confess that my association with Soul Clinic Church came by our zeal for the Lord. Because Reverend Macaulay had been invited to come and talk to us at Aquinas School. And when he came and saw young boys and girls, students, Form 5, Sixth Form, Technical School student, University student, Polytechnic, in the area that have come together, full of the Spirit of God. The man just loved us. He was so excited about us. He didn't condemn us. He just received and opened his heart to us. And so he became a father and a friend of that fellowship. Are you understanding me? I want you to see how God works. So this man will come and preach to us. And then he was receiving people from America. I haven't forgotten what I was telling you. I'll come back to it shortly. But I want you to see how God works. If you open up and you know, you are just ready to do what God wants you to do, my brother, you can become a very great person without effort. Praise the Lord. So the old man has become a friend of this fellowship and loves us. And then we had a choir, a small choir. I don't know what they were singing, but it seemed to be very great. We didn't even have instruments. Just one or two. Reverend Ajete had some guitar. He will bring it along. That's it. And a conga. Conga, that one I remember, because there was a day, Apia, Entry Peace nephew. Our fellowship was beautiful. When we came, we were singing. We will sing and the Holy Ghost will fall. The man will be playing a conga like this and will be going on the floor. Anointing was so easy to see. Somebody will be on the floor. Wonderful things were happening. Young people. Then the old man was receiving people from America. He didn't go to any big church to look for a choir. He didn't go for anything. He just came and said, can we let our choir come and sing? These people, at that time, half of the people have gone to school. We told him, he said, no, let them come. Majority of our folks have gone to school. And I was one of the leaders left. So Yvonne, I had to lead the choir. And we came to the place to sing. And when we got there to sing, I led them. I was not a singer. I was part of the congregation. But as I took my seat and I sat down and I was listening to what was going on, I heard God say, this is your church. Thank God that I said, it's not my church. My church is Assemblies of God. This was all going on inside of me. The Lord said, I want you here. And I said, no. We are LCCF people. We came to sing. The Lord dropped it. I'm relating it to what I was about telling you. And please, I want you to listen to me. I'm now crying out the more that I may not do anything of mine, but to do the will of him who called me. Praise the Lord. Now, here we were. I have heard this. We finished the program. I take the choir back. Then I started having uneasiness. You see, it doesn't take you to do what God wants you to do. It takes God to do what he wants you to do. That's why I'm not one of those preachers who are trying to post their things, invite me to come and speak. I will not. Even when you invite me, I will ask the Lord, do you want me to go there? That doesn't mean I'm a special person, but I want to walk in the will of God. Praise the Lord. So here we were. Now, I've gone back and this troubling in my spirit. So I will visit one. Then I will go to my Assemblies of God church at Adabraka. Then the burden became too strong. So I said to the Lord, Lord, if you are the one who told me to come to this church, it's a small church. My church was a big one. We were very proud of ourselves. Evangel. If you are the one who told me, please, Lord, I'm going to ask my pastor that I have found a small church. First of all, I'll ask him, do you know I come all the way from Laboni? Just to let him catch the picture. And then I will say to him, I have found a small church that I want to join. Because I was afraid to say, the Lord told me to join. So I will just say that. If my pastor tells me that, Yes, I release you with a blessing. Father, then I know it's coming from you. Car. I pray that you will wake up to live for Jesus. And I will live continuously for him in the name of Jesus. Here we are. In those days, when the church closed, everybody waited for the pastor to come from the pulpit and walk through all the way to the back and open the gates or the door. And the pastor will now wait and shake everybody's hand before we leave the church. That was the order of the day. So here I was. I joined the queue as the thing. And as soon as, you know, they had offices and all kinds. So when I thought I was the last person, so that I'll be able to catch the attention of my pastor, by the time I get to the middle there, some people are here, then I will go out of the queue and I will go and just be at the back of the queue again. I did it so many times until my pastor saw that I wanted to talk with him. So as soon as nobody else came, then my pastor said, Dennis, you want to talk to me? Come, let's go to my office. I sat with him in the office. And then I said, oh, Sofu, I come from Laboni every Sunday. And now I have found a small church in my area. I wanted to see if you would bless me so that I can start fellowshipping there. He said, what? I release you in the name of Jesus. Go and be blessed. Hey, it's like you have had a wedding and now they have finished and you are going to the hotel. If you don't know the feeling, get married and you will know it. I was happy. I was released. So I started fellowshipping and I will sit at the back for some time. Then Reverend Macaulay told one of our elders, Brother Ofori, who is very old now, is not able to come, and said, go and tell the young man that when he comes, he should not sit at the back there. He should come forward. I said, please, please. I didn't want to be known. I like it, like some of you do. I wanted to be at the back. Finally, I was dragged to the front small. And I had no choice than he inviting me to sit with me and to talk. And for whatever reasons, I became his son. So on my off day at the airport, I will come, he will suspend his driver, then we will go to town. I will drive his Land Cruiser, we will talk, and he will find out how things are and all of that. But I wanted to tell you something important. I've been asked to write a tribute for something. No, those are not the things that me, but okay, you see, I should write. Because something happened to a woman, 95-year-old. Now, in the zeal of the Lord upon us in those days, we had these, our people. That's why you don't pamper those students. Let them go the old way. Pray. Be saturated with the Holy Spirit. Because you see, when we pamper people, we are spoiling them. Now, we train the LCCF people to be fasting and to be, you know, we were students. We were so happy to find a holiday coming because we will go to Legon Gardens, go and cry our hearts out. That's how we lived. We took advantage of every occasion to build up ourselves. And so we became very sharp in the spirit. Now, one student was affected so much that when she went home, she wouldn't come out of her room. She would pray all along until the father said, something has happened to my daughter, I don't understand. Then somebody said, there's a fellowship that she has been going to. That's why she's been praying. Then the father said, okay, I want him to go and bring me the leaders to come and explain what they have done to my daughter. So myself and Brother Sechi were summoned to go and remove our mouth, as my wife would say, go and remove your mouth. So we went to this place, and the man sat very serious. I'm talking about 39 years because I was calculating. Asking, why? What have you done to my daughter? In the conversation, the man broke down and received the Lord Jesus Christ. And little fellowship that we had by students, by the time we discovered, the man has said to us, start a Bible studies because I'm an Anglican. I have gone to church for all these years. My pastor never told me what you are telling me. So I want you to come and have Bible studies in my house every Thursday evening. And the name came about Lamoni Cantonment Christian Fellowship, Parents Fellowship. They started inviting the headmistresses, ministry workers of directors. We sat down and I was around 22 there about. Hey, I was even counseling people and I didn't know what counseling was all about. Because I remember the man who invited us. You know, from time to time, he was a very dedicated Anglican man. But, you know, and then in the course of it, the wife was complaining that they can't sleep together. He will not allow him because he has gone to booze. And so I think in the hunger of hangers, the man had to tell us what was happening. And then I have to counsel them. See? Hey, Christianity is sweet. Teacher, it's sweet. I did not know what God was doing. This fellowship grew to become big. If you know Laboni very well, when you turn from the Ring Road and you enter Laboni, all those quarters were full of civil servants, stopped up, directed them. Oh, we captured them. They were coming there and we were teaching them the word of God. Then one of the women who has died now, 95-year-old, was invited. I don't know who invited her. And this woman grabbed the truth. Grew with it. So I didn't even know she was dead until the son called and said, Mommy is dead, sent a WhatsApp. And said, please write a tribute. Now I'm thinking, because that woman fell in love. She was a top Presbyterian woman. She too, the word of God arrested her. And she grew. They were those people who would invite others to come and hear. Big, big names. In the ministries, at the head, secondary school principals and headmistresses, small boys. We didn't know what we were doing, but the Lord used us. I want to tell you, you are sitting on something. Sometimes we are the ones orchestrating what to do. The Holy Ghost knows. If you become flexible, you will fall into it. I tell you. And the Lord helped us. We ran it for many years until finally my church, Soul Clinic, took so much of my time and then I have to quit from the fellowship. And even that, I didn't know that God had actually brought me that when the old man leaves, I should take the seat. I didn't know. I just walked in. So I'm not a Macaulay, but I'm a servant of God. And you can be somebody in the hands of God. So I beg you, open up for God to do what He intends to do with your life. Knowing and doing what you know as your calling. One day I will tell you how I came to become a pastor. One day I will tell you. I didn't come and say that I'm here, anoint me. I was just doing my job by the grace of God. And the leader over me, Saul. I want to tell you, have you discovered? If you haven't discovered it, just walk faithfully. Whatever that is committed into your hands, it is required of a steward that a man be found faithful. So whatever we commit into your hands, please do it. Please do it. is pushing you into the perfect plan of God. You may not know it. By the time you discover, now God has committed much into your hands. Praise the Lord. Did somebody hear me? This is not the direction I wanted to go. But I sense the Holy Spirit wanted me to say this. So Jesus, go back to the scriptures. That I have come into the will, to the world. Not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. We were small boys and girls. We were only excited when it was time to go out. Kaish. You know, I had one nickname called Radio the Heaven. Because at dawn, I would go and stand at this rich people Laboni. My voice was fantastic. Whether you want to hear or not. I remember I went to their place. I preached. Not because I knew her. The brother said to her, Dennis, that guy, can't he go to school than to be shouting like that? Now today they are all very happy. Let me walk in the will of God. Walk in the will of God. Hallelujah. Child of God, it's not difficult to step into your calling. How is it not difficult? Just be faithful. Anything God gives you, anything that concerns God, do it with all of your heart. He will enable you. And as you do those things, you may not even know how God is leading you. Eventually, when people have to sit and write, they will discover that, this person was led. Exactly this woman, as I was writing, when she got converted and became so committed, it is now her ministry was birth. Praise the Lord. So I want you to know the hand of God is upon you. Last Sunday we heard it. The Lord is with us. His hand is upon you. Yield to Him and be faithful to everything God tells you to do. And you will see the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. How did we land here? The Holy Ghost wanted us. So let's go back to the scriptures. Amen. So Jesus said, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will. Those of you online who are running around with your kitchen and all of, sit down and hear the word of God. You are wasting too much time. But the will of Him who sent me, He was consumed by that. The verse number 39. This is the will of the Father. For Jesus, this was the will of the Father who sent me. That of all He has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. You know, I read this scripture today. I was excited because I knew that I can backslide. I knew that Satan can't take me from the hand of Jesus. I was so convinced. I was so encouraged. If I fall, I will rise. Because the Bible says that no one can snatch them. I will not lose it. I will not lose it. In fact, as I was meditating on it, another sermon even came. I should not lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. So I know that, as far as Jesus is concerned, this then is Osemenu. On the last day, He should appear. On the last day, you should appear. Please. We are not running a race that we are not sure whether we will make it or not. When I never knew, I had this understanding that God will decide. This one, God has decided. Because Jesus is already telling me that on the last day He will raise those people. So I know that I will be there to be raised up. Praise the Lord. May you also be there to be raised up. Amen. Now, verse 40. And then we will quickly look at Paul. And this is the will of Him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Hallelujah. Everyone who sees the Son, let me tell you something. When Bible says everyone who sees the Son, let me tell you, not many people see the Son. But you have seen him. I have seen him. And we will be raised up on that day. Amen. Be encouraged and serve the Lord. Be encouraged to walk in the ways of God until he himself will guide you to fulfill his will. Be encouraged. Because there's an assurance that we'll be raised up on the last day. Hallelujah. Now, I want us also to examine Paul after Jesus. How this man came to fulfill his calling. How this man came to know his calling. We will take it from Acts chapter 26, verse number 14 to 18. Very, very important. I want to show you something, or maybe we may read it further. Now, we all know that he was repeating what had happened to him in the book of Acts chapter 9. In Acts chapter 9, he was not a believer. He was dealing with the saints of God. And then at the junction or at the entrance to Damascus, the Lord jammed him and he fell. There is something I want you to please listen to me, because if you understand it, it will help you in so many ways. If you catch the revelation, it will be very easy for you to walk with the Lord. As I'm going to read this scripture, watch carefully, because I'll be interchanging it with Acts chapter 9 when it happened to him. And when we all had fallen to the ground, you remember that the Lord jammed them. He was with a group of people. Soldiers had been given to him and all of them. Now, the light of God was so mighty that it brought all of them down. Watch something. Everyone say I. Can I tell you something before I go ahead? You are part of the congregation. But may you hear God for yourself. That's one secret most people don't know. You can be in church, but you alone can hear what God is saying exactly. And I have checked it out from Bible, and I have seen that that's the way God operates. So may God help you to hear his voice tonight. When we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me saying, in a Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goals. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness to both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. God doesn't reveal everything to you when he encounters you. In the course of it, you will get to know more. That is why I can now make reference to some of the things that are past in my life. And I'm experiencing new things. And as I go further, I'll be referring to them. Praise the Lord. I will deliver you from the Jews, or from the Jewish people, as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you. This is now the vision, or the ministry, or the vision. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may perceive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Let's go on. Therefore, Ken Abrigepa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Somebody shout a big amen. Listen carefully. Here was a man who was going to persecute the saints. The power of God was so strong that it brought everybody down on the ground. But one person heard God. One person heard God. Every Sunday, every Wednesday, as you sit here, may you hear God for yourself. Anybody who is going to fulfill a ministry and his calling must be somebody, as he sits down, can hear what God is saying exactly. May I tell you, brethren, when I sit here and I'm hearing the word of God, whether him or anybody is preaching, I hear the instructions of God for myself clearly. Anytime you listen and you think this is what we are hearing, you have failed. May it come to you just as the voice of God is coming to you. If you catch that revelation, you know, we can be very excited about the light that brought them down, but it is not in the light. We can be very happy about the wonderful things that happened, but that is not it. If only you can hear what God can tell you. I sense, because I know, because of giftings in my stomach, that sometimes the Lord speaks specific things to people in this church, and not everybody hears it. But I also know that on the day of reckoning, the Lord will make reference to it, that I said this to you and you never heard it. So tonight, may your heart cry out to say, Lord, whenever you speak, may I hear. Whenever you give your instructions, may it destabilize me until I have come to understand and to conform to what you'll be telling me in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I know what I'm talking about. I am talking about inspirations from the Holy Ghost. I'm saying things that I don't have the ability to orchestrate them. The Bible says that if any man speaks, let him speak like the oracle of God. Let him minister as supplies that he has received from the Lord. So I love it when I can sense that I am flowing according to the will of God. May somebody hear for himself in the name of Jesus. You who should have come to church, you are not here and you are listening. May you hear for yourself. So here, Apostle Paul, they have all fallen. They can go and give an account. Every one of them can go and give an account of the lightning that came over them that fell them. But they also cannot give the instructions that one man received. So whenever you hear something, please, just go and do exactly that. And you will see God walking with you. So now Paul had fallen. And look at an interesting thing. When you read the account in Acts chapter 9, when it happened and it was written, you will not hear the things that went further. Because there was a communication that was going on. It was later on that when he was giving his report that he made reference to that. So you see that a lot more went on, but when they were recording it, it didn't come as if Jesus went further and said that, you know, I'm just going to let you go to meet the Jewish people. Then I saw that his ministry actually started with the Jews. And then God promoted him, because I know that in Acts chapter 9:13, when they were praying together, the Holy Ghost came and then he said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work that I have sent them to do. So you see that the ministry was lifted. I say to you tonight, may your ministry be lifted. You have been around for too long. Something else must happen in the name of Jesus. So now, In Acts chapter 26, when he was giving the report, it was then he discovered. He was saying that when the light brought him down, apparently Jesus now had come where nobody else had said, I've chosen you to be my minister, and I'm going to let you do this. I'm going to let you go to the Jews, from there to the Gentiles. And all of this were stored in his stomach. Now, when he met, they were taking him from Agrippa to this and that and that and that. It was then that he was now recording. When the Lord brought me down, this is what he said. If I'm standing here today, may I tell you, it was as simple as, I want you to be in this small church. And I said, and I'm Assemblies of God man. There are some things that get me scared. Have I said? No. I love, and at that time I really love my Assemblies of God. If I had said, Lord, I'm not going. Do you know that your mouth will not say that, but your heart can say it? And then I didn't step here anymore. And then I was getting even the bedding. Go to this church. I want to tell you a secret. When God keeps saying one thing, and you don't obey, very soon he will not strive with you for too long. He leaves you. Even when God wants you to do something in this church, maybe God may have said, I want you to give this money to this church to do something. And then you say, Lord, but you see, I will see. Very soon that thing will lift. And you become normal. And you may think that the heavens have forgotten. It has gone against your record. So whenever you hear the voice of God, please obey. Tell your neighbor, when you hear his voice, obey. Teacher, I have seen this thing play in my life. That any time I sit down and God ministers to me about something, I want to get rid of it quickly. My wife is the best person to tell. She is. She has this thing. She says, as for this man, before she says we are going to do this, she's ahead of her. He has already done it. That's my life. Because I want to just do things quick, when I'm convinced. I don't want to wait for anybody to come and say, so have you looked at this? I am not like that, and I will not be, in the name of Jesus. It has always helped my life when the Lord tells me to do something. So when the old man finally brought me to himself, close, so close, that one day in the pulpit, he said, he was a very wonderful man. He didn't fear anything. He said, you and Americans, you all Ghanaians, you are liars. But this is the only one I have found. I love him. He even comes to my bedroom. That meant that I was the only one who was so close to go to his bedroom. And that man has taught me. I'm so grateful to God. I'm very grateful. Child of God, can I please ask you something? Don't think that you are a number of the church members. There is something specific for your life. It might not come so, how do I use the expression? It might not so come so, English people. Spectacular. It might not be so spectacular. But just obey. Whatever God tells you to obey. Whatever God tells you to do, obey. Whatever God tells you to do, obey. Very soon, you will see that you are fulfilling your ministry. If you catch this revelation, you will know how to walk with God. See, Paul now. It was so simple. The Lord spoke to him. Now you are going to witness to these Jewish people. You have to talk to them. They don't understand that I have changed the rhythm. That is not by law. It is by faith. So I want you to witness to them. And then from there you will go to the Gentiles. And so when the ministry was growing, and now one day they waited on the Lord, fasting and prayer, there was a prophetic utterance. Separate unto me Paul and Silas for the work that they laid hands on them and they dispatched them. And right from that time, the Gentiles also started experiencing the hand of the Lord. There is a plan for your life. Don't we? There's a plan for your life. God sent you to 22 under the circumstance of house, rent, this thing. In all, it may seem as if house thing. But it was the plan of God to build you up for His purposes. So start praying that you can make steps to glorify Him. May the Lord help us. I don't think that your amen meant a very deep meaning. May the Lord bring you to your calling. In the name of Jesus. Do you know that the callings of God have always been not for a group? The callings of God, Becky, is not for group. It is for an individual. If you catch this, you should know that God will speak to you because you are His property. He is not afraid so that He can hide you in the group. He doesn't do that. He will talk to you. Colossians chapter 4 verse 17. I want to show you something. Can we all speak the scripture together? 1, 2. Can I ask you to lift your voice a bit and you all synchronize it nicely? 1, 2. Say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. See, watch something. Why did God mention His name? Why did God specifically say, Archippus, you, take heed. I want to tell you something. When it comes to the things of God, if you don't learn to become careful to digest it in your mind, some things can slip off. So, take heed to the ministry simply means take heed. Nana Kofi simply means take heed. It is you, Nana Kofi. Anytime you sit in the house and you say, today I don't feel like. I don't feel like. And there's an impression in you, get up, go. I have something to tell you. Yeah, but I'm very tired, Lord. You are doing damage to your life. Is somebody hearing me? I have ended up in places I didn't feel like going, but I knew I had to go. And I always got to know why God wanted me to be there. And if I had not done it, it would have slipped. My ministry would delay. Somebody didn't hear that. Because He is merciful, you would have missed one step that would have let you gotten into the exact thing He wanted you to do. So I beg you, be alert in the spirit and don't let any flesh ever dictate to you. Some people are serving God. You know, when I was studying this, I had another sermon dictated by the Holy Ghost. I was shocked. I was led and I was shied. I don't know when God, if even Sunday, no, Sunday I'm not, whenever God wants me. But I was so scared when I heard God say, they were with us from the beginning, but they were not of us. That scripture, God started removing the layers, and then I saw that your being around can impress church leaders. But whether it impresses God is another thing. But when you hear God for yourself, you see, people who have heard God for themselves, they don't get tired. They don't get discouraged. If you know we are going into Easter, maybe somebody will preach on it. Did you see the people of Emmaus? Very devastating, walking, tired, aimless, weak. Then all of a sudden Jesus appears and he says, why are you so discouraged and talking like this? They turn to Jesus and say, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? You don't know the things that have happened these days. That this man of God that we were with, and we thought that he was going to restore, now they have killed him. Then Jesus now began to speak. They end up in their home. Jesus pretends as if he's withdrawing. They said, listen, please come in. Come and dine with us because we are hungry. He sits at the table with them. And then just before they take the fork and knife to eat, he says, bless the food. May Father sanctify it for them. Then he disappeared. The strength that came into them that very night, people who were afraid and discouraged, they walked that night. They went back to the brethren in Jerusalem and told them that the man, he's not dead though. He's alive. And I know that when we hear the voice of God, by the grace of God, few little things he has taken me through. Specific things that God said, it doesn't look palatable to you, but it looks palatable to me. Do it. I did it and I saw the hand of God. Child of God, may you hear things from God. May you know your calling. May you be convinced. May you see, stop calculating. Stop resisting and using your mind. No. I beg you in the name of the Lord. Whenever you hear the voice of God, simply obey it. And it will be bringing you to your ministry. Say to Archippus, can you imagine? Tell him that he has received a ministry from the Lord. The only thing that will let him slip from his hands is if he doesn't pay attention. Put it on the perimeter again, Colossians 4. Say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received from the Lord, that you may fulfill it. The only thing that will stop you from fulfilling your ministry is when you refuse to think and be committed to it. You see, I have said this and I will say it again. The measure with which you attach to everything about the kingdom, it will be measured back to you. Does somebody understand this? Praise the Lord. Can I beg you? I want response. Did you understand what I said? The measure with which, let me tell Auntie Gee, even the ministry of this one that you have received, the importance that you attach to it, the commitment and the strength and the seriousness with which you attach to it will show how much God will go with you. That's the secret. Auntie Magee is sitting here. She's a blessed woman with a good report in the eyes of God. Because she is so committed to what she has received from the Lord. That when I come Wednesday, Sunday, I enter this hall and I come out of my church, my car, and I see the woman, I get scared, Lord. can you give me a heart like this for my ministry? Because I'm learning something. Some of us, things are committed into our hands and we are nowhere to be found. Because we look at it like, the pastors, you are a Sunday school teacher. You are not committed to anything. Even when you are traveling, the supervisor is not told. Hey! Now who free him? People don't know. People don't know. Whatever God gives to you, please, please, don't say, if I'm not there, they will find somebody. You are actually removing your seat from your buttocks. Jesus says, occupy till I come. I learned these things as early as LCCF days. LCCF, when it started, because we were all students and young men, every meeting we had some people preaching to us. Those who were ahead of us. What's his name again? Ampia Kofi. I wanted the name. Ampia Kofi. And all these people who were slightly ahead of us, every meeting day. Because we didn't have much. Then one day, as I was just studying and being myself and just doing my normal thing, love the Lord, spend time, prayer and all of this, another brother who shares wall with me in my house, in the same fellowship, I will stand on something here, he will stand on something there, and then we will talk. And as we were just conversing, the brother quickly went to the executive and said, my friend, you have a man of God amongst you you never knew. I didn't even know that he was going to say. He said, what? He said, this man, when you talk with him, the revelations and all, and I didn't even know what he was talking about. The executive said, oh, we've been calling people to come. From now on, we want you to come and share something. They gave me one platform. From that moment, instantly they organized. Evangelistic service was the call. They now, every month we have something we call evangelistic service. Come and see the power of God. There's a bishop, what's his name in Lighthouse? Asari? Bishop Asari was a big unbeliever in Legon. And then someone invited him to one of these evangelistic services that by the grace of God we're doing. The brother said as he was sitting there, and as I was, he was always laughing at preacher men and making fun of them. As I was preaching, the man was burning and burning and burning. So when I gave the altar call, he gave his heart to the Lord. Today he's a far bishop bigger than me. When you know your call, from that moment when they put me there, I'm saying this not for Dennis, but just to let you know that when you give heed to the things that God has committed into your hands, he steps you up. He steps you up. And the next thing you will see is that you understand your calling. You understand the ministry that has been entrusted into your hands. And then you walk. You may not understand it fully, but as you walk, the Lord is with you. As you speak, the Lord is with you. He will guide you into all truth. He will direct you. I know that everybody sitting here tonight, there's a call of God upon your life. It might not be like my own. It might be like Antimagus. There are few people I know, I won't mention their names, that I know by the Spirit that they have specific things they do. And I don't know how, but they stick to it and God is blessing them. Praise the Lord. May you be such a person who will know his calling. May you be such a person. My wife and I are two different kinds of people. She can't be like me. I can't be like her. She had to hear God for herself. And I can compliment where God will lead me to support her. Oh, you have no idea how she supports my ministry. I remember we were, is it Narelugu? Yeah, Narelugu, or one of the, there was another inn. There's another village. Nampanduri and Narelugu, two of them. I don't know which of them. I had preached in the night, in the morning, pastors and all of that. And then all of a sudden they slotted in that I should come and talk to the nurses. Honestly, I felt so dry. And I said, I was sitting with her in the car and I said, what am I going to tell these people? I know I'm a preacher, man. I can take the word of God from anywhere. But I don't know. I Lord, say something. Lord. And then all of a sudden, I made a phrase to her. She was sitting with me. I made a phrase to her. And she says, this is a scripture. She jumped it up, gave it to me, read. And I said, read it to me. Immediately in my spirit, this is what you must talk to them. When we go to the school, it beat all the meetings that I have had that people felt that was it. So she supports me. Sometimes I'm invited to places to do things. And then I say, do you have a word? I don't seem to have anything. And then she will just say this. And my spirit will be at ease. She might not talk like me, but she's such a blessing to me. Child of God. And I think it's her ministry. She might not be in the limelight like me, but she's fulfilling her ministry. What does it mean? It's not all of us who are in the limelight that are going to receive greater reward, but some of them who are not seen. Do you know what God said? It is required of a steward that be found faithful. If your ministry is to push us, and don't be known, you'll be rewarded. Who knows that on that day of the Lord, you will be mentioned first because you had a good ministry, which men did not recognize, but God saw it as you are a faithful steward. It could be like that. That's why this woman I respect. I love her too much. Every Sunday, I come to church very early. I drop and then I walk through this door, only to lift my hands and say, hey, greetings. But anytime I'm doing that, I ask myself, am I so faithful to the ministry I receive from the Lord, like the way this woman is? If you don't have spiritual eyes, some of these things you can never know. Tonight, I still have a lot more I could have said in my belly. But I pray that the little that God has given to us, may it stir you up. I was sitting here before I got up. I said, it's too much, Lord. Even though I didn't know what I was going to talk about, but I just knew the rumbling in my stomach that is too much. And even that I haven't scratched because of time. But whatever you have heard, let it not fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus. Let it be understanding to your standing in the Lord and your calling. Let it be an encouragement. Let it be a revelation so that laxity, weakness will not interfere. But that by the zeal of the Lord you be consumed. Jesus said, I have come into the world not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. Father, may each one of us find your will by understanding, that we may fulfill it. I say to every heart here tonight, the ministry that you have received of the Lord, take heed, fulfill it, in Jesus' name. Amen.